If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 30th day of September, 2010. Happy birthday to Angie Dickinson, who's 79 today. Johnny Mathis is 75. Marilyn McCoo of the Fifth Dimension is 67. And Fran Drescher of the television Nanny fame is 53. Barry Williams is 56. Greg Brady. And T-Pain, that's the little guy on Fantasy Island. Right? Oh, that's tattooed. T-Pain is 26. I've got to have a link. Since we don't have any kind of sidebar on Audioboo that we can put a link, I'm going to comment to myself, which I do all the time around the house anyway. Don't worry about it. And it's going to be a link to something that's for sale. And it's just amazing. Someone has done an absolute complete replica of the 1966 Batmobile, the one that Adam West rode in, and Burt Ward. $150,000. Officially licensed replica of the car from the classic TV series. It includes authentic details, the double bubble windshield, working flamethrower. Really, can you? You know, I swear I had a Ford Pinto that was a working flamethrower. it's gonna come with either a rebuilt Ford 460 or GM 350 engine, and it'll cost you $150,000. The bad news about this is that the only people that are going to be able to afford this car will be A, Jay Leno, or B, some poor old rich fat guy that, how can I say this, hasn't fit in the bat suit for years. Anyway, yeah, dear, I need a bigger utility belt. Anyway, okay, the tattoos. I can only control what I do, and I know that I have never gotten a tattoo. I don't intend to get a tattoo, and I know a lot of people do, and I'm not saying there is something wrong with them. What I'm warning you of is this. When you get a tattoo, know this, your skin will sag, and it may be that what's on the tattoo won't look the same as it does now. You know, it may be that, you know, say a beautiful swan starts looking like a frog when you get to be 65. Yeah, I don't know. But I have a story about this, and it's so weird. I don't know. I don't think it's funny. I really don't. I mean, it's more pathetic than anything. A guy in Iowa loved a radio station. Now, I swear, in 99 ways, we never ask people to do anything stupid or immoral or illegal. And this is not illegal. But it's just, so a morning man says, if you put our radio station logo on your forehead, you'll get a six-figure prize. So a man and his son go and get a tattoo with this radio station forehead. Now, the man got arrested on a small misdemeanor, but they do have a mugshot of him with the radio station logo up there. So I've seen it. but the guy calls the radio station and says, I got the tattoo on my forehead. And the general manager said, well, it was a practical joke. He said, wait, what do you mean? I don't get the six-figure. He said, no, maybe you should have checked with the radio station before you went out and got the tattoo. And it gets even better. The radio station is no longer on the air. You know, in the big buyouts of American radio stations, they've been bought, they've been sold, call letters changed, no longer exists. You're welcome. Be very careful, folks. See you tomorrow.